You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 27, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Uganda has long been a sanctuary for those fleeing conflict, hosting a significant refugee population, primarily from South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Recent data indicates the number of refugees is closer to 1.4 million, highlighting the dynamic nature of refugee movements. Ongoing conflicts in South Sudan and Sudan continue to drive new arrivals daily, placing immense pressure on existing resources. This influx, combined with reduced international support, has created a challenging situation for both refugees and host communities. Humanitarian needs have quadrupled since 2015, yet donor funding has not kept pace, leaving many vulnerable individuals without necessary assistance. The United States' decision to significantly reduce its humanitarian contributions in 2025 has had far-reaching consequences. Historically, the U.S. has been the largest humanitarian donor, accounting for nearly half of all public humanitarian funding and over a fifth of the UN's budget. This reduction has led other donors to follow suit, exacerbating a global humanitarian funding crisis. The impact of these cuts is evident in the daily lives of refugees. The World Food Program announced a cut to food distribution for 1 million refugees in Uganda, putting children at risk of starvation. Funding withdrawals have forced organizations like the AVSI Foundation to abandon crucial projects, leaving local field officers without income and thousands of households without vital support for agricultural training, schooling, and small business development. Families are struggling with reduced support, increased food insecurity, and higher land rental costs. This has led to a rise in mental health challenges, gender-based violence, school dropouts, child neglect, and child labor. A study in Uganda revealed that 26% of children who witnessed intimate partner violence also experienced violence themselves, underscoring the urgent need for sustained support. The absence of international humanitarian support has disrupted essential services and livelihoods. Children and youth are abandoning schools due to unaffordable enrollment fees. Small businesses have scaled back operations, leaving young people idle and at risk of recruitment, trafficking, or exploitation. The funding cuts have severely impacted health services, leading to tragic deaths. A pregnant woman miscarried due to untreated malaria, as anti-malarials were not delivered due to interrupted supply chains. Although funding for life-saving aid partially resumed, the disruption left a heavy toll on beneficiaries of treatment for Ebola, HIV, and malaria. The USAID office in Kampala is now closed, with debilitating consequences for the region. During a temporary funding shortfall in 2022, refugee clinics in northern Uganda reported overcrowding, drug shortages, and increased mortality rates. The long-term ramifications of these policy shifts include potential power vacuums and a reorientation of Uganda's international partnerships. Donor disengagement risks creating power vacuums ripe for instability, increasing insecurity and complicating humanitarian crisis responses. Uganda may need to adjust to a new funding mechanism, potentially increasing its national budget for assistance. This shift could lead African countries to strengthen ties with global powers like Russia, India, Iran, and China, perceived as more predictable in their foreign policy approaches. Despite these challenges, successful models of sustainable development exist when investments are consistent. The AVSI Foundation and UKAID launched a partnership to support the Uganda refugee response, aiming to empower refugees to secure their own livelihoods. The STEP Transition from Emergency to Sustainable Development Program improved socioeconomic stability for refugees and host communities, increasing the adoption of renewable technologies and agricultural production. The program formed 24 production and marketing groups, fostering cooperation between refugees and host community members. Support systems for the most vulnerable were strengthened, offering mental health, gender-based violence prevention, and legal assistance. These holistic, inclusive, and locally adapted models should guide future international efforts. They demonstrate that consistent investment yields tangible results, improving lives and fostering resilience within communities. Refugee-to-refugee humanitarianism, where established refugees support newly arrived ones, plays a critical role in providing aid and resources. Grassroots efforts by faith actors and local communities are crucial in filling the gaps left by reduced international funding. Copyright African Elements.